This is Ozarks at Large. This spring, the Arkansas Tech campus in Ozark will be the host site for Leadership Franklin County. Yesterday, State Representative Leslie Miriam Post gave ATU Ozark officials a check for $15,000 to help launch that program. The money came via a Western Arkansas Planning and Development District grant from General Improvement Funds, allocated by the Arkansas General Assembly. After yesterday's announcement, ATU Ozark Chancellor Dr. Joe Alice Blunden said the program would be in place by April.
We're not necessarily going to do the traditional, this month we're going to talk about government, this month we're going to visit education, this month we're going to visit the Capitol. We're really trying to rethink that program. While it has been successful in other communities, we just want to make sure we're going to be as successful as possible here and maybe doing something a little bit different.
Other leadership programs already exist in Fort Smith and in Benton and Washington counties, but Franklin County and the surrounding counties included in this new program has a smaller program. State Representative Poe says that might make a difference.
It absolutely can matter, and that goes back to exactly what Dr. Blunden just referred to. You have to look at what your individual needs are in your community and design your program accordingly.
And I also think, too, when we made the announcement today, we talked about how this is a regional program. You do not need to be a resident of Franklin County to participate in this program. For example, Logan County doesn't have a leadership program, and some of our other surrounding counties do not as well. And so it's a real opportunity to offer programs for our rural residents, which, you know, we've been crying out for in our communities, and a way to unite the counties, because sometimes, frankly, in our area, the river, you know, it divides Franklin County, and sometimes geographically as well as psychically it divides us, and we want to find ways to bring together these rural communities and these rural counties across some of these rather traditional divides.
Dr. Blunden says the Franklin, Logan, and Johnson County area wants to develop the leadership program to help encourage new faces, perhaps a new generation, into roles of leadership in the region. She says there has been discussion of the graying of area civic clubs, but the goal of the leadership program is not necessarily to replace, but to help communities be better prepared for the future.
People use the words, myself included, use the word sustainability all the time because it does mean it has value and it has meaning. But I like to think more in terms of the word resiliency, and that a community is resilient and that a community is poised not just to sustain itself, but to weather the storms, that whether it's economic, in the case of, you know, our region has been dealt some blows economically, Whirlpool's leaving, and we've had some bad news, and we need to be developing our leaders from a resiliency perspective and how to deal with those changes. Look how well Fort Smith is organizing itself right now in terms of the 188th. And so those are the kinds of ways we want to focus as a leadership organization to say, not only how do we develop and sustain leaders, but how do we develop that resiliency in our population so that we can together weather those types of storms? Because it really is a challenge in this area. And if we had a closing in our area right now, I just don't know how ready we would be to stand up in some of those situations. I think we need to find that we need to identify that in our community, and certainly with the quote unquote graying in the civic clubs and in our local governments, we need people to step up and be ready and prepared to face those challenges.
Dr. Joe Alice Blunden is the Chancellor of Arkansas Tech University Ozark. We also heard from State Representative Leslie Miriam Post. Yesterday, they participated in the announcement of a new Leadership Franklin County program that will be based at the ATU Ozark campus. Also at the announcement, Marcy Gage of Ozark was introduced as the new director of the program. This is Ozarks at Large.